I'd like to call the meeting to order. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Kuhn?
Present.
Mr. Gibson?
Here.
Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Mr. Prus?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth is absent this evening. Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mayor Matherly is also absent this evening.
This special meeting of the Fairbanks City Council was called to consider ordinance number 6126, an emergency ordinance temporarily authorizing the telephonic participation of council members at council meetings and temporarily authorizing the mayor to modify provisions of the Fairbanks General Code regarding public meetings and participation in order to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of our community during a state-declared public health emergency. As noted on the agenda, Charter Section 3.6 provides that an ordinance may be introduced and adopted at the same meeting only under very limited circumstances. First, we would need a motion to suspend the rules to allow ordinance number 6126 to be introduced and adopted at this meeting. The motion must state the nature of the emergency and requires a unanimous vote of all council members in attendance. I would propose the following motion. I move that the council suspend the normal rules to allow introduction and adoption of ordinance number 6126 at this special meeting based on the emergency created by the COVID-19 virus, as set out in the whereas statements in the ordinance, and based on the need to adopt emergency procedures so the council can continue to meet as mandated by the charter while minimizing the risk of spreading the virus. Is there a second? Is there a debate? Is there a discussion? There being no discussion, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on the motion?
On the motion to suspend the rules, yes. Mr. Prus?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes. It appears that the motion to suspend the rules has been unanimously voted on by the council members. I would entertain a motion to adopt ordinance number 6126.
So moved.
Is there a second? Should we read the ordinance into the record?
I'll read the title of the ordinance into the record. That's ordinance number 6126, an emergency ordinance temporarily authorizing the telephonic participation of council members at council meetings and temporarily authorizing the mayor to modify provisions of the Fairbanks General Code regarding public meetings and participation in order to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of our community during a state-declared public health emergency. This was introduced by Mayor Matherly, and a public hearing will be held.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Is there anybody in the audience wishing to testify? Is there anybody signed up on our list?
There's no public comment. However, Mr. Clewer sent in some comments earlier. May I read them?
Yes, please.
Mayor and council members, I apologize for missing tonight's meeting. I have a conflict that on short notice I could not change. I have read the ordinance before the council and offer the following observations and thoughts. I have no problem with temporarily changing our code regarding telephonic participation by the mayor or council members. I would prefer, unless absolutely necessary, that our future meetings still be held in council chambers with the following conditions. Number one, only essential staff be there. If they are not comfortable with this, then provisions can be made to accommodate them. Council members uncomfortable with this or under possible quarantine can participate via phone. Number two, it is essential to also accommodate the public for their input. I leave it up to the council to discuss this and come up with the best solution that balances health concerns and open public meetings. Number three, we have microphones at several tables, and if necessary for safe distance, the council members could easily spread out farther than our current seating. Number four, executive sessions remain a logistical problem. This is one of the primary reasons I still favor having an actual meeting in chambers. I have a great deal of trust with all of the council members, and participating via phone should still be temporarily acceptable as long as there is no other person present in the room of the caller. A final thought, I believe I heard the Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board recently wrestled with these questions as well, and they seem to strike a good balance similar to what I've proposed. I may have misheard and apologize if that's the case, but it would be wise to take a good look at what they did. Best to all of you, Jerry.
Thank you. Is there any debate, discussion?
I would just like to point out that in the section 3, under the now therefore being enacted, it does specify that all provisions of this ordinance will expire no later than May 31 unless it's extended by action of the City Council. I think that was very wise to put in there and to give us a deadline. We will need to figure out how we will do executive sessions if we continue telephonically.
Just a
Mr. Gibson.
Sorry. A point of clarification is we're not moving our meetings completely telephonically. Like, we're still going to meet here if we can, correct?
The moving forward, council meetings will still physically take place in City Council chambers. No alternate location has been identified, nor have we made plans to completely hold a meeting telephonically, meaning every person, including the clerk and staff, is participating telephonically. That's not in the plan moving forward.
Okay.
Mr. Pruse.
Thank you. Extraordinary times mean extraordinary measures and extraordinary actions. This is a temporary extraordinary action and measure that I think is in the most the safety for general public, the safety for people who work at the City of Fairbanks, and safety for us. Nothing here that we haven't already thought of. There's nothing here that tells me we shouldn't do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Rogers, do you have any comments?
Yes, I agree. I think that this is prudent and it's necessary, and I'm glad that we're approaching it in this manner, and also that there's a short deadline so that we can reassess as we go along. So.
Thank you. Is there any amendments that anyone wishes to propose?
They're appropriate.
There being none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to adopt ordinance number 6126, Mr. Pruse?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Okay. The ordinance is adopted. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Thank you. We're adjourned.